All right, here we go. Friday afternoon, we made it. You know, I told you Monday, it's going to be Friday before you know it. So here we are together on a Friday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. It's Free for All Friday, and we have a lot to talk about, but our lines are going to be open for you to talk about really anything you want to talk about. This is still the aftermath of the election. There's a lot to talk about. And, you know, there are some serious things to get to this afternoon and some things to be worried about concerning the new Trump administration. I mean, this is something that even Trump supporters should be worried about. Anyway, we'll talk about all of that right now. Reach over there and crank it up. This is what you've been working for. You know, and when I talk about some of the things that you need to be worried about, you know, I'm a big proponent of freedom of speech. I really like freedom of speech. And I know that there are some Americans who want to suppress freedom of speech because they don't agree with the speech. That is not American. You cannot be a patriotic American and not support the Constitution. You can call yourself, but nobody should consider you a patriotic American, even if you fly the American flag, if you don't recognize our most basic freedom, which is freedom of speech. And there are some things that are already being talked about with the new Trump administration that I think are reasons to be concerned. But as I have said, you know, I accept the election. America has spoken. But a lot of people voted for Trump not thinking that some of these things were going to come true. And I'm afraid, and I mean, I'm really afraid that some of these things may come true. So we'll be talking about that this afternoon. Also, it's a big weekend for football. LSU, Alabama, Tiger Stadium. It doesn't get any bigger than that when it comes to college football. And as I said the other day, I honestly believe that LSU and Alabama at Tiger Stadium is bigger than LSU Alabama in Tuscaloosa. I mean, I know it's big there, and I know it's big there for them. But as far as the nation's concerned, as far as the region's concerned, I think it's just bigger when LSU and Alabama play at Tiger Stadium. We're going to be talking about some of the differences between LSU fans and Alabama fans, and we'll tell you some things that you need to know about Alabama. Now, some of you who are Alabama fans might not want to hear it. Those of you listening in Alabama, we have listeners in Alabama. I know you don't want to hear it, but, you know, I always talk about how I tell the truth on this show. And I'm going to tell the truth about LSU and Alabama fans. Also, a huge weekend for the Saints. I would love to think that the Saints, with their new interim head coach, Darren Rizzi, I would love to think that the Saints are going to just kick ass, and I hope they do. But I'm concerned about that. I hate to say it. It pains me to say it. But the Falcons are playing really great football. They're at the top of our division. Now, if the Falcons get to the playoffs, they will probably blow it. If they get to the Super Bowl, they will probably blow it. But what's sad is they might get there and we won't. Even if we have a down year, beating the Falcons is a big deal. I hope the Dome is rocking, but I am assuming that a lot of Saints fans have sold their tickets to Falcons fans. The Falcons fans already show up here. It's already loud in the Dome when the Falcons do something good when they play here. I think it's going to be even louder Sunday afternoon. So if you're going to the game, you need to work extra hard at making noise because I think there's going to be a lot of Falcons fans there. And consequently, there will be a lot of Atlanta Falcons fans in town. We have a lot of new listeners to this show, and maybe they haven't heard me talk about this, but, you know, there is a possibility this weekend that you will encounter Atlanta Falcons fans. You might see Falcons fans walking down the street holding hands. You might see them kissing each other. Your kids might see Falcons fans kiss each other. And they might ask the question, Mommy, Daddy, why are those two Falcons fans kissing each other? Because a lot of people consider that lifestyle to be an abomination. So we'll get into that this afternoon because there's some things that you need to know. And if you're a parent, you need to be prepared to come across Falcons fans just openly showing their affection for each other in public. And how do you deal with that? We'll talk about that this afternoon. All right. Tulane plays Temple. Tulane should win this game. Temple you know, Temple's one of those schools that just really never seems to have a good football team. I guess they make the players go to class. But Tulane, I mean, don't they make the players go to class too? Anyway, Tulane should continue their winning streak against Temple. It's 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Yeoman Stadium. Last night, Thursday night football, Bengals-Ravens, what an incredible game. And I love to see Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase hooking up together. The Ravens won it by 1 point. So what would you have done if you were the Bengals and you scored the touchdown? It's 35-34. Would you have gone for the 2-point conversion to win the game, or would you have kicked the extra point to certainly almost guarantee that it would go into overtime? You know, I don't blame them for making the decision to try to win the game. I mean, the game was in Baltimore. The Ravens were on a roll. If the Ravens got their hands on the ball, you know, the way they were playing, they would probably march right down and score a touchdown, and they would probably win in overtime. But I did see some interesting calls with the officials or non-calls with the officials, and it seemed like they were in favor of the Ravens. I mean, I can't help but think that. But, you know, the Bengals are not having a very good season. This was an important game for them, and they lost it. And again, just like the Saints did with their fourth down decision last week, you know, why throw a pass into, this is what the 2-point conversion was about. The pass was too high, incomplete. And why throw into traffic? Because there was a lot of traffic there, so Joe Burrow had to throw the ball high. So anyway, the Ravens won it last night, 35-34. So the Who Dem fans in Cincinnati are not happy at all. There is a lot of talk about the North Korean troops going to fight with the Russians in Ukraine. One of the things that has come up is the North Korean troops now have access to the Internet. North Korea doesn't allow access to the Internet. They don't have access. So these North Korean troops are fighting with the Russians. They have now on their phones, they've got access to the Internet. And apparently, they're like really binging on porn. Because you don't get to see porn in North Korea. So these soldiers are going, yeah, I'll go fight. I'll go fight. I might die, but I'm going to get to see porn. Now, at this point, we can see porn in America. When Project 2025 starts to be implemented, when Trump becomes president, porn could be outlawed. And there's some things going on in terms of who might be the new head of the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission. And since I'm in this business, it causes me to be concerned. So we're going to talk about that. And also, we have to address this blatantly racist text that has gone out to some people, including school children and college students. It has gone out to only African Americans, and it basically tells them to gather their belongings and show up at a certain location. I don't know, sometimes the location is not mentioned, but sometimes the location is mentioned. Basically, what this text is about is telling African Americans to gather their belongings because they have been chosen to pick cotton. Donald Trump emboldens people who are racist. And for those who have said that Kamala Harris being a woman of color had nothing to do with her loss are naive. There is blatant racism in this country. And not all Trump supporters are racist. But Trump's mentality and his method of operation, his demeanor, it makes people who are racist feel like they can come forward and openly be racist. And we as Americans, even if you supported Trump, we need to denounce this. This is not the America I want to live in. And it's not everybody. It's not all Americans by any means. But it's sad that Trump does make these people feel like, these racist people feel like they can come forward and be who they want to be, which is racist. You can be racist in your heart. That's sad, but you can't act on it. You're not allowed to manifest your racism in our society. You can be a racist, but you can't do anything to act out as a racist. You can't actively discriminate against somebody based on skin color. It's Free for All Friday. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer, joins us from the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, as well. Oh, hey, that was a little too loud.
What? It's Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday. Yeah. I did something pretty wild.
What?
I did something crazy.
What?
I bought the Kelsey Mix cereal. The cereal that's got the Kelsey brothers on it, and it's Reese's Puffs, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and Lucky Charms all in one box.
Okay, Cinnamon Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Lucky Charms.
And Lucky Charms all in one.
And Reese's Puffs.
To me, that sounds disgusting.
It's psychotic. I hate it.
It's bad?
I mean, if somebody else bought it and they likes it, and I'm not going to yuck your yum, but I'm not going to finish that box. This stuff sucks. This is bad. Man, and I'm insulted, honestly. You know, it's like the cereal companies have gotten so lazy. You know, it's like instead of coming up with new product, they just keep like remixing products that they already make and then selling it back to us like it's something new. And, you know, the way that these food conglomerations all, you know, have these subsidiaries, which is why now you have like Dippin' Dot cereal and Pop-Tart cereal. It's like we don't – is anybody actually innovating, doing anything new? And this is again, the phenomenon I speak about sometimes is the Oreoification of our food products, Oreoification, where it's like you just keep.
Yeah,
I'm fascinated by it, which is why I keep buying this stuff. You know, the little convenience store in our office building downstairs. I just saw this morning they have creamy coconut Dr. Pepper in stock. So, you know, I bought a couple of those.
You know, I've got to check that out because I love Dr. Pepper. Yeah, that sounds really good.
Go down to the GoFest. Hey,
I have a question. I think we would all consider the Jeep to be a masculine vehicle. It doesn't mean that women don't drive Jeeps, and it's cool to see a woman in a Jeep, and every woman has a masculine side, and some women are just really comfortable in a Jeep. Other women are comfortable in a Lexus or a Subaru or whatever. But I think we can consider a Jeep to be just basically a masculine vehicle,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the deal? And I saw this coming in. What's the deal with these masculine men driving Jeeps that have a line of little plastic ducks along the front windshield?
The ducks. People will call us and tell us about
what's
the ducks.
What's the deal?
It's like a duck. It's like just a sort of organic joke that people started playing. Like you leave a duck on somebody else's Jeep when you see it, and it's like this kind of Jeep congrats. This has been going on for years. I think we actually spoke about this.
You know,
a couple years ago.
I don't remember the answer, and I saw it again today, and I'm thinking, all right, here's this Jeep, and all these little plastic ducks are lined up all along the windshield. So what's the deal with that? All right, the Okunar Jewelers talking text line, 504-260-1870. We'll get to your calls and texts coming up. So we'll get an answer to that before the show comes to an end. I heard in our news that Jeff Landry, the conservative governor of our state who has shown signs of disregarding the Constitution, is on Donald Trump's short list for Attorney General of the United States. That, to me, is scary AF. Jeff Landry does not always show respect for the Constitution. If he's Attorney General, that's not good. You know, and during the campaign when Jeff Landry became governor and he was doing certain things that really just seemed like he was using the office of governor to get Donald Trump's attention and to get national attention, he was doing things that are going to cost taxpayers money because he was doing things that were unconstitutional, already declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court. And one of them was the Ten Commandments in school classrooms. So Jeff Landry, I said, looks like he's using his position as governor to position himself to be with the Trump administration. And boy, doesn't it seem like that turned out to be the truth. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, yeah, a lot of hate is in the air. So these racist messages referencing slavery, basically targeting African Americans with messages telling them to get their belongings because they have been selected to pick cotton. A reference to slavery, in other words, basically saying, oh, you're an African-American? Well, you have been selected to pick cotton, so show up at a certain location. This is horrible. Here is some positive news. Apparently, some of these messages originated in Poland. And that means the Russians are probably behind it. Russians want us divided. And they're going to pretend to be Americans. And they're going to pretend to send out messages that divide us. So while there are racist people in America, these may have come from Poland. The good news is it's not from Americans. The sad news is that some Americans might actually agree with them. So let's not discount racism in America, but let's be glad that these might have originated in Poland and not the United States. All right, I'm Scoot. It's Free for All Friday. Let's get to some of your calls. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, Ian has some of your text messages coming up. Let's go to Dan in New Orleans. Dan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing, Scoot?
Good.
Well, I have two comments.
Okay.
First of all, you haven't talked about it yet, but you mentioned it about the text. Is it okay if I say something about the racist text?
Sure.
Well, first of all, I don't believe they're speculating. They're saying that they're racist and what groups may be behind it. I'm going to say this and be the first to say it. I think it's somebody black. The reason why I think it's somebody black is because every time a politician or somebody in power comes out with some kind of racist idea or policy and the black community kind of goes against that guy, the first thing they tell black people, we're going to go back to slavery. This guy's trying to take us back. I've never heard white racists talk about picking cotton and going back to slavery. That's always been a threat to the black community by somebody black who's saying if you're not proactive enough in your community and be a person that votes and be knowledgeable, we're going to go back to slavery. So that sounds like a black invention. That's just my opinion.
Well, Dan, you can give a perspective that I can't give, and I appreciate that perspective. And it's still sad, but that's an interesting perspective.
Well, people are angry. And another thing is this: why all of a sudden, because this lady lost the race, now it's a black thing? I'm not saying that it's not now, but what I'm saying is, when she was getting all of these endorsements, all of this financial endorsement, she broke records when it comes to the money that she received. And the celebrity endorsements, I mean, Oprah Winfrey, Obama, Obama's wife, and even this Taylor Swift, for God's sake. It was all good. Nobody was saying anything about race then. But now we don't get the results we wanted, and now it's the race card? I mean, it sounds like people are just like sour grapes. Or well, perhaps it was the race thing from the very beginning, but why wasn't anybody talking about the race factor?
Well, Dan, we talked about that. I mean, that was addressed. It was addressed by a lot of people. And I think you're
before
right, though.
The election?
Yeah, before the election, we talked about that. It was,
really?
but it's something that people don't really want to talk about. But yeah, we talked about that possibility. And I don't think she lost because of the black thing or because of the gender thing. I think those were factors with some people. But that's not why she lost.
Okay, that's an interesting perspective, too. And I'm not saying it's not. I'm just now hearing the race factor. After all, she was successful in her being vice president. Race wasn't a factor then.
Well, because
the public
didn't select her. The public just kind of, you know, vicariously selected her because they voted for Joe Biden, and people vote for the president. They don't vote for the vice president. Dan, I appreciate your perspective. I'm glad you called the show. Let's go to Jeff in Mandeville. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Scoot. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you. I think we all need that.
We do. And I'm not going to hold too many people too accountable, because human beings are on their worst behavior when they're hurt. And there's a lot of people who are hurt. So I'm going to try to just brush off everything that I hear for this week. But I do have an interesting take on the racism and the sexism, right?
Okay.
Because it bothers me, and I'm trying to think this thing out to its logical conclusion. And I'm just looking at it, right? And it has been talked about here in the past few days that Mr. Biden got a slew more votes than Ms. Harris did, but that Mr. Trump, he's right around the same amount that he usually and always gets. And I ask myself, why did so many less people come out to vote for her? And it's hard for me to accept the narrative that maybe they cheated. Maybe they did cheat, and this is the evidence. I'm not going there. But maybe the racism and the sexism exists on the Democratic side, and that's why they didn't come vote for her. So maybe that's where it lies. I know everybody's pointing to the right and saying it, but maybe they're pointing in the wrong direction. Because what other explanation is there for 8 million less people to vote for her when we were told that Mr. Biden got all the votes because everybody was voting against Trump? Yeah.
I do think that if race and gender were a factor, it would have been a factor not with the progressive left. It would have been a factor with some of the moderate Republicans and some of the moderate Democrats who, didn't want to ever admit it, but maybe they were affected by that. But I don't know. I don't think that was a big deal. I don't think race and gender are the reasons that she lost. I think it was a factor with some Americans. But she lost because she was directly linked to Joe Biden, and Joe Biden was not popular. And they handed Donald Trump and the Republicans the border issue. They didn't say anything publicly about what they were doing about the border. I know there was that bill that Donald Trump, had his Republican comrades not sign and reject, even though it was, created by a Republican. I know all of that. But the bottom line was the Biden administration let the border become worse of a crisis. And that became one of the big campaign issues for Trump. And, inflation hit. Inflation's going down, but people are still hurt. So that was another big issue. So, let's see what Donald Trump does about these things. If Donald Trump gives me more money in my pocket because inflation goes down even more, hey, I'm going to thank the guy. If he gives me more money, that's great. If the border is no longer a crisis, I think that's great. But I don't think we're finished with illegal immigrants committing crimes against American citizens, because a lot of these people are criminal types. And there were illegal immigrants who killed Americans when Donald Trump was president. And during the campaign, it sounded like only illegal immigrants killed Americans under the Biden administration, which is not true. Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Here's a text that says Trump mislabeled Harris, saying he doesn't know if she was black, which is, of course, a slight of her ethnicity.
Yeah, look, race was an issue, and we discussed it. I don't think it was the main issue that she lost.
Yeah, it's really crazy to think that people are only talking about that Kamala Harris was the target of racist attacks only after the election. Like, I don't know what they were paying attention to during the whole general campaign, but there was a ton of that. And if you didn't see it, good for you, because I get racist text messages about 4 inches in front of my face every day when I sit down here.
Yeah, listen, there are racists who text this show. They are free to listen. I don't invite them to listen. I don't do anything that invites racists to listen to our show. But racists listen because they want to correct me. They want to be mad at me. There are people who are still mad at me because I'm not a racist, because I was attacked by 4 black guys in downtown New Orleans at 4 o'clock in the morning walking to work. And they're mad at me because I'm not racist, because I was attacked by 4 black guys. But my point was, those 4 black guys don't represent African-Americans in general. So why am I going to become a racist? But racism is a big deal in America.
Here's a text message that says, Scoot, man, you got so many grown men crying over you in the comments of that last post that you put on your Facebook. It reminded me why I don't open Facebook anymore.
Ian posted the article that was written about me recently. It was a national news service. It goes out to anybody who subscribes to this news service and radio stations and media services and outlets across the country. It was a national article, and it was about me telling the truth on a station in an area that is predominantly red, doing a show and telling the truth and having the truth rejected just because people don't want to recognize the truth. But it's still the truth. So it was an interesting article that's posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, and you can comment on it.
Here's a text that says, where'd it go? There it is. Just applied for a job at the Democrat Weather Control and Manipulation Center.
Oh, wow.
Wow, the technology is incredible. I had a tour of the facility and control center. Not only can it steer hurricanes, it can also increase or decrease the wind speed and rain amounts. It can add tornadoes and lightning within the hurricane, and they're working on how to create blizzards that can be used in the Deep South. This is freaking incredible.
It's amazing. And, you know, they might actually, the Democrats might actually direct bad weather for Donald Trump's inauguration day in January. Let's see if that happens.
Yeah, it might be cold and snowy in January in Washington. Just look out for that.
If it is, the Democrats did it.
There's a text. I'll leave you with this one. Scoot, the new news on WBRZ in Baton Rouge had a story about how live Tiger might be at the LSU Tigers game tomorrow night. Our illustrious governor wants a live Tiger at the game inside the stadium. And to get the Tiger they have now, they had to promise not to put him through the stress of being in a small cage with the noise of the stadium. Because the last Tiger they had that was brought inside the stadium eventually refused to go inside the cage. This time, they have brought another Tiger in from Florida. The Tiger's a year and a half old. He's never been in a small cage inside of a stadium. Experts are saying this will not go well and are hoping they decide not to do it. I think they should put Landry in the cage with the Tiger.
I would love that. You know, we've got a governor who's all about show. Doesn't give a damn about the animal. Doesn't give a damn about anything except the appearance of things. So I I love animals, but I'm not some wacko animal lover. But I love animals. I mean, and if something's going to hurt a majestic live Tiger by putting him in Tiger Stadium before the Alabama LSU game, all the noise and all those Tigers, they don't know how to deal with that stuff. And you're going to put a Tiger in that setting just because you want the show of it, or you want the credit of you're the one that brought in a live Tiger? I think it's pathetic. If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers talking text line 504-260-1870. When I think about these racist text messages that have gone out, I am reminded that racism is not new in America. It has been around for a long time. You know, this song came out about 1970, Three Dog Night, Black and White. It came out about 1970, and, you know, there was a hope with a young generation, the baby boomer generation, that we would grow up, and when we were in control of America, which we are now, that racism would disappear. And I'm a hostile witness to the baby boomer generation because my generation hasn't done a damn thing. Well, my generation hasn't done enough to bring an end to racism. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, it was on this day, November the 8th, 2016, Hillary Clinton lost the presidency to Donald J. Trump. Hillary Clinton had the support of Bruce Springsteen, Katy Perry, Barbara Streisand. Donald Trump had the support of Ted Nugent, Loretta Lynn, Wayne Newton. Miley Cyrus says she would leave America if Donald Trump was elected. He was elected. She's still here. I don't know of anybody who's actually threatened to move, who's actually moved out of the country. Man, people need to just stop making that ridiculous promise. If they're going to win, I'm leaving the country. Well, you know what? If you make that promise, then get your ass out of the country and go ahead and leave. I'm Scoot. Let's get back to more of your calls. Let's go to J.D. in Mississippi. Hey, J.D.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Mr. Scoot?
I'm good, J.D. How are you?
Yes, sir. I don't know if you remember. I called you before the election.
Yes, I do remember.
I spoke with you a little bit. Listen, first of all, about the racism part. You know, everybody's equal in the sight of God. And the reason I vote President Trump, not because of Kamala Harris's color or what have you. I felt like President Trump was most qualified for the job. And as far as I was raised back, my first year in school was 1970. That's when they integrated school over in Alabama. And I had my Sunday school teacher and my first grade teacher. Just bear with me now. I'm making a point. And now we went out for recess. And the white kids took recess by themselves, and the black kids took a recess by themselves, but we took classes together.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big line at the water fountain, and I went over to the middle fountain, which was the black fountain at the time. And the teacher grabbed me by the collar and told me that was dirty water, I didn't need to drink it. And so anyhow, I went home and asked Mom when I got in, was this dirty water or good water? I explained to her what happened. She sat me down and explained to me about that. So when we went to Sunday school Sunday, we sang the song, Jesus Loved All the Children of the World, radio, black and white, they're precious in his sight. So I asked that lady, I said, well, you told me that that was dirty water and I didn't need to drink behind black kids, but Jesus says he loves all the children of the world. And I grew up, and about 20 years later, I met that lady, and she said that that changed her life, that, you know, that that was true. We all equal in the sight of God. And racism, in my eyes, is not near as bad as it was, and it's gotten better. Friends of mine that are of color, Hispanics, what have you, they got a better opportunity than they did back then. I'm not saying that we still don't have a long road to hoe, but I feel like if, just like with President Trump, when President Obama, and with Biden, when they was elected, I didn't vote for them. I did not. But it was elected, and I backed them because that was our leader. If we don't back our president or our leaders, it's division. And we need to put everything aside, you know, and because if not, we're not going to make any headway as a country. Yeah. Countryman or countrywoman. You understand? I hope I'm making a point.
Yeah, you are. And J.D., look, I respect what you experienced. I respect your opinion. When I was young and I went to the amusement park here, Pontchartrain Beach, I saw that there was a water fountain for whites only and a water fountain for colors only. And I asked my dad why, because I didn't understand it. And I don't remember what he told me, but whatever he told me, I still didn't understand the difference. I think he said just because that's just the way it is. But it never occurred to me that we were really that different, that we needed different water fountains. And I'm glad you saw that growing up in Mississippi. J.D., I appreciate the call. Sir. Look, and things are a lot better, but that shouldn't cause us to rest or feel satisfied because we're not as far as I thought we would be. You know, I grew up as part of the baby boomer generation. I grew up when the Civil Rights Act was being passed. I was there during discrimination. I saw some of this. And I thought by this point in time, we would be a lot further than we are. So I'm disappointed that we're not farther than we are. Yeah, things are better. But they're not good enough. And they're not fair enough. And these racist text that, again, now we're learning may have come from Poland. And by the way, Poland has been used by Russians as a way to invade social media. And I don't know all the technical aspect of that, but the fact that they're from Poland leads me to think that it's ultimately from Russians in Poland doing this work. And the Russians want us divided. And this is a great way to make it seem as if Americans are so racist that they want to bring African-Americans back to slavery, which is not true. There might be a few, but, you know, we reject those people. We reject those few who want that. So this should not be a reflection on America. Anyway, coming up in the next hour, I really want to talk about some frightening thoughts about Donald Trump and the Federal Communication Commission and Donald Trump's desire to perhaps get back at the media and those who disagree with him. We'll talk about that coming up in the next hour. If you're on hold, just stay with us. We're coming back with more. And I think we really need to worry about the freedoms that we have. I hope I'm wrong, but there are some warning signs that the Trump administration may infringe on our freedoms. And that's something that's not going to be good for Trump voters either. This is not just about Democrats. It's about Trump voters as well. I'm Scoot on the air. It's Friday afternoon, Free for All Friday, and we'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, it was on this day in 1969. This was the number one song in America. I think this was the song that Monica Lewinsky used to sing to Bill Clinton. Well, we know she wasn't always looking him in the eye. I'm Scoot on the Air. All right, coming up, we've got some frightening things, some possible frightening things about Donald Trump retaliating against the media. I hope it was a lot of just blowhard hot air coming from the campaign. We have freedom of media in this country, and that is one of the foundations of our country and our freedom. And we cannot surrender that. Even if you voted for Trump, you cannot stand for a president to do anything to shut down on freedom of speech when it comes to the media, even if it's speech you don't like. I'm Scoot on the Air. We'll talk about that truth when we come back here. If you're on hold, just hang on. We're going to get to your calls on WWL.